Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Can you tell me about all the first aid?
Hey, everybody, welcome back to We Didn't Read It. I'm here with my good friend, Luke Burke. Luke Burke, everybody.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Luke Burke, everybody. And I'm Tommy Armstrong. And guess what? I'm here with Chelsea Matkins and Brett Dodenhoff.
Dude, there was, I didn't know where you were going to go with that because I was like, he probably doesn't know his last name.
No, I know his last name. I just never said it out loud before.
I would have walked right off.
Brett's joining us from Los Angeles with our sister channel, Barely Adults. And also just generally the internet. He can be found on it.
Is that the term? Is sister channel the term?
Yeah, it is.
I don't have a
channel. First time I've heard that.
Yeah, dude, you're a sister channel.
What are you doing, Luke?
No, I'm having a good time. Yeah, we started this podcast a couple minutes ago, and so far I think it's been going pretty good. Tommy opened it up. Chelsea had a couple of quips just now.
What?
We hit the intro of Brett, got the last name, signed, sealed, delivered.
The history of things that Luke has done on the podcast, which includes fully taking over the podcast and then just taking over my seat, and we just let him run the whole thing because he wouldn't let us progress into the podcast at all. And then giving us a play-by-play recap of the intro is like why this show is doing so well. I'm not sure what's happening now.
Oh my God.
For our audio listeners, Tommy's stripping for some reason.
Tommy's lubing himself up.
Anyway, did you guys watch Full House as children?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah, we did actually.
I mean, a little bit.
Really?
I used to have a huge crush on Bob Saget.
Yeah. No.
Did you just say?
Bob Saget.
He's kind of a
catch. That's what I thought you said.
Have you seen him do stand up?
Dirty.
Yeah, and good.
Is this like a new thing you just found out?
That, no,
like,
it's just something that just hit, this neuron went off in my brain. It was like Full House. And then I was,
you were like, I bet Aaron brought no material. I'm gonna ask everyone.
Wait,
about
yeah, do you
Full
have
House.
Any? Do you have any cues?
Yeah, I want to know how many boos you got on screen when you came on into the Sundance, your big Sundance premiere film festival, like
fucking eruptions. the fucking floor started fucking trembling and shaking, and people were like, "Are we gonna die?" Because that guy's on screen now, and something just started
like
happening.
Standing ovations during the middle of the
yeah. People the started standing up and literally pissing and crying, and squirting and jizzing.
No, oh God!
Again, I don't know why
pissing,
I'm here.
Crying, squirting, and jizzing. Yeah, I think Luke is on the big screen.
For our listeners who don't know, Luke has been, before he left, reminding us every single week that he has a couple lines in a movie premiering at a Sundance Film Festival.
I'm not really accustomed to like being on this like tiny ass screen on your phone or your computer. Like I'm used to like this is a small ass camera, like big ass cameras in my face. And so it's a little weird for me, honestly, to be here, but just trying to roll with it, trying to, you know, go with the flow.
The question for today was going to be favorite mystery novels or favorite mystery movies, if anybody has
one. I don't like Wind mystery River. Novels or mystery movies.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I like Wind River a lot. Have you guys seen that movie?
Wind River's good.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
I've never seen it.
It's very good. It's pretty simple. I like that, like a simple, there's been a murder, let's find this fucking thing.
Yeah, I got a lot of Wind River riffs, so if we can keep this going. Well, I've always got like 10 pre-planned Wind River riffs, so I was trying to steer the direction.
See, if Taylor was here, she'd be launching into the whole thing about Gone Girl, and I could count on her, but, you know.
I don't think I've watched any mysteries in forever.
Well, it's not like a mystery, but it is like a there's been a murder. Let's investigate.
There's been a murder, sure. Yeah.
For sure.
And there's like the Knives Out, which is the there's it's
Knives
fun.
Out
that's
so
more
good.
Of like traditional mystery, like who did this?
Yeah.
Wind River's like Jeremy Renner, like, let's find this guy. Okay. This asshole did this.
That was great. Can you make that sound effect again?
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
Was that Scooby Doo or is that
reverse? Whoa, that was more Scooby Doo than reverse.
Scooby Doo is a good answer.
That was a Chitra's line.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
What about Inspector Gadget, guy with the hat?
Oh, yeah. He was trill as hell.
Yes.
Trill as hell.
On the VHS?
Yeah.
Put that in.
Who played this cat again? I don't remember.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day, everybody.
Tommy's got a girlfriend he loves to talk about.
He did bring her up 7 times in the last one. Yeah.
Tommy's girlfriend's hot.
Sam's freaking phenomenal.
She's beautiful. You should have seen me last night at dinner talking about it.
Yeah, Sam's great. We have a great house and family in The Sims 4 and a nice farm in Stardew Valley.
She seemed to always laugh at Hyde's jokes just a little bit more than when I would joke.
Yeah,
with her.
That is true.
But she likes me the most. And I've noticed that from her gestures romantically.
Yeah, you said she's making heart-shaped pasta.
She's making me heart-shaped ravioli tonight.
Damn.
And she's just she comes to every open mic that I perform at, which is crazy.
Don't you ever feel like, wow, she's doing a lot for me. That's kind of fucked up. I'm dragging her along to say my shitty little jokes.
You'd be a good therapist.
Sorry. I love
your
girlfriend.
You're a great therapist.
I think she's great.
Tommy's allowed to talk about his girlfriend all he wants, but then when I bring up my ex-girlfriend saying how I still fucking am in love with her, shit like this, everybody calls me out and says, stop fucking talking about your ex-girlfriend. Get over her. I say I can't, and what the fuck?
I say I can't.
Chelsea, you got any Valentine's Day plans?
Yeah, I'm going to dinner with all you guys, I think. Unfortunately, because my partner doesn't live here, so. I'll probably FaceTime him for a second. That'd be nice.
Yeah,
I bet you will.
Yeah.
Can't imagine you won't.
I mean, absolutely will.
Yo, you got a signif?
I do. I live with
that
girl.
Are you fucking serious? Thought that was a big alley-oop for like, no, man, me neither.
Oh, wait, so is the point that Luke is the only one who's alone?
You fumble the bag often?
Every week he fumbles a bag.
Oh, wow.
He says he plays for a different team. That sounds like a sexual orientation, but no. I'm like, location-wise, he lies about where he lives.
That's like so
no,
not okay.
I don't do that. Okay.
What day did we read today, Aaron?
Today, we didn't read Agatha Christie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
First book we're going to do, I know you noticed this, Murder in the Cali Coach, is this was the British title.
Is that Murder on the Orient Express?
Yeah. This is the book where Hercule Poirot is introduced. So he's... famous for the crimes he solves, and he runs into an old friend who invites him to travel upon a new luxury train from Istanbul to London.
That's cool.
The train is full of many passengers, including an English governess, Mary, a Swedish missionary, Greta, the American businessman, Ratchet, Russian Princess Natalia, and the English Colonel John Arbuthnot. Ratchet has been receiving death threats and tries to hire Poirot, and Poirot refuses because, as he says, I do not like your face. Yeah. Late one night, the train becomes stuck in a snowdrift.
Bruh.
When, in the pitch black, there's a murder! Ratchet is found with 12 stab wounds.
Bruh.
And a charred piece of paper saying, remember little Daisy Armstrong.
Bruh.
Poirot sets out to interrogate the passengers of the train and collect more information to solve the crime.
Oh my God, somebody's freaking dead.
Oh my God. Oh no.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Wait, what do you mean it wasn't you?
I meant it wasn't me that died. I'm not the dead guy.
Who the hell are you?
It wasn't me.
Then why are you standing in a pool of blood?
Ooh, would you look at that?
She's on her period.
You gotta count.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely on a period.
All right, she's clear.
Yes.
She's clear.
Oh, right. I'm just a regular guy who loves to count to 12. Ooh, ooh, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Hey, guys. So I am the guy who walked around the train and gives people snacks. do you guys, it's a murder, so you'll probably have to hunker down and figure this out. Do you guys want any biscotti?
12 biscotti, please, for me.
Okay, that'll be for $9 million.
This really says a lot about the way price gouging is on trains.
Also, he pays and he's asking for dollars, and we're in Budapest, I think.
We also have half and halves.
We're in Budapest, I think.
We're somewhere near Budapest.
All of 24 halves and halves.
Okay, man.
Because that half of that is 12.
Okay.
And also, there has been a murder.
Yeah, I saw that before. I didn't feel like it was part of my job to like call it out.
She's clear. That's just her lining.
It's my buddy Carlos is dead.
Oh, it's your friend?
Yeah, it's my friend.
You look so sad. You look not
dude,
that sad
are you American too, bro?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh my God, I've never been there.
No, yeah.
Is it nice and things?
Well, I was born there and now I left.
Where are you located now? Where do you live?
I'm in Hungary.
Bro, what the heck brought you over there?
Hungary. Well, I decided to move to Hungary.
Dude, that is a jump away.
Yeah, Carlos got a job there.
Oh my God.
Doing a software sales.
So you and Carlos were together?
No, not like that. I was wingman in Carlos.
Oh, really?
He's gonna find himself a good one.
You know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but your voice puts on a different story.
What do you mean? I love women.
Missouri, they sound this way?
It's how everyone in Kansas City talks.
Right.
It's almost frightening. I must say.
Can you hold this knife and we'll see how you look with a knife to well, suss it out?
Good idea. Good idea.
I've never held nothing like that.
Oh, my God. Get out of my hands.
Get out.
You know what? I think he's clear, though, because they do a lot of like barbecue cutting and stuff like that in Kansas City, so I don't know if that's...
Are you kidding
murder.
Me? He turned into an entirely different person.
Yeah, but that's how they roll in Kansas City with barbecue.
No,
he instantly went on a murderous rage.
He looks so angry.
I'm American. So angry. I'm not going to let you pin this on another American, okay?
No one's dead, except for Carlos. He got stabbed what looks like 45 times. You can only count to 12, but it's about four times that.
About four times. Three short of four times.
We're not letting you file the police report.
Why?
You'll only be able to say you got stabbed 12 times. You'd be lying.
I could have sworn he did. I thought he did.
It was very odd that you saw a man getting stabbed and you just started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It was like, I can't keep up.
I said, stop the murder. And you just kept, you got to 12. You said, I don't know what to
Wait,
do now.
So you saw the murderer?
I tried calling 911, but I couldn't stop dialing.
You kept dialing, and I said again, we're in Hungary.
Oh.
It's not 911 again.
Guard!
Hey.
Oh, this man seems to be a murderer.
Who the hell is he?
He's a man who, when he has a knife in his hands, turns into a raving maniac.
What? Well,
I got no knife in my hands, do I?
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, get it out. Okay.
Would you arrest him, please?
I don't know.
It has
know.
Nothing to do with a knife.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, because I'm also an American guard, and I'm feeling like I know there's a lot of barbecue in Kansas City, and I know people do stuff like that when they're cutting up meat.
You got to get barbecue, you have to kill the animal, and that's what I did.
Is there any guard that's not American? Any guard?
Yes.
Where are you from?
He's from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
That's America.
But I was born before it because of the purchase of Louisiana.
How old are you?
For you, it doesn't matter. I'm over 12.
Yo, guys, there's a chill-ass freaking falafel stand right off this cart.
There is a falafel stand.
Do you want to talk about this murder while getting some good-ass grub?
Yes.
Well, all right, I guess we'll figure it out a different time. Thanks, guys.
I mean, eventually you all got to get off the train no matter what.
Americans cannot be held accountable for their actions. That's what we learned.
All right, I did it.
Thank you.
Okay, so next, we're going to be on an island.
Yes.
So the police are called to a small, isolated island, and when they arrive there, there's 10 dead bodies.
What, 10?
And no one could have come to or left the island. So we rewind a few days to when 8 people show up at the island, and there's with the housekeeper and the cook, Ethel and Thomas, and they're like, guys, the hosts aren't here yet. Let's just hang out. And then they get a written note to play a record on the gramophone. And it does this little poem that's like, all of you are murderers and you're going to die here. So that first evening, first person is killed off and there's 10 little figurines on the dining room table. And after he dies from what seems like poisoning, one of the figurines is gone.
Oh.
And the next morning they wake up and Ethel is dead. And another little figurine is missing. And we're down to 8 figurines on the table. So as we come to our scene, they walk outside and the housekeeper has been killed with an axe.
Guys, before we talk about this fucking murder, who the fuck's taking my figurines? I fucking painted those things. They're fucking expensive. Fess up. Also, she's dead.
Yeah, I think people are dead.
Yeah.
People are dead and you talk about your figurines. Why do you care so much about your damn figurines?
I went to the hobby shop. They're totally gray.
You
I had to
bought them at
them
the hobby shop?
I had to morph them into...
You don't even make your own figurines.
How the hell do you want me to put plastic in a freaking melt material? No, I buy the figurine. It's kind of like a straight form, and then I mold it, and then I paint it. And
all this time,
it.
I thought that you were doing the like the hereditary style little people figurines.
It's not that important how I get the initial mold. It's just that I put a lot of effort into it after.
Dude, you should go to like the dinner for schmucks. I bet you'd win top guest.
Oh, you know what? Oh, guess what? I'm going back in the house. I kind of feel like dropping your figurine, which would be bad for you based off the 2 people that...
Wait, you made a figurine for me?
I don't think there's any correlation between figurines and deaths.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, there's one associated with each of us?
Yeah.
I made them all for you guys and nobody wanted them. When I brought them to the island, it was an island gift.
That one's me?
Yeah. That one is you, bro.
That's you. Whoa.
Why did you give me a big rump?
You gave him a big rump.
Dude, my rump is bigger than all the other ones. I've noticed that.
Dude, I don't know.
His rump's proportionately sized in person, but this figurine has a rump.
Sometimes I get a little drunk when I make them, but who's taking them?
You gave him his actual size rump on the figurine. You didn't downsize the rump. You downsized everything else.
And I noticed they've been missing in order of largest to smallest rump.
Yeah.
Which means I'd be next.
You gotta be next.
It's like people you know, they want to kill the person with the most biggest rump, but when that person's gone, they just have to take
the housekeeper's rump. I knew she was dead the moment I arrived.
You two better watch your asses.
Literally. Oh,
seriously.
I'm flat assed.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, he has.
I'm going to be the last one here.
He's got
the murderer, but maybe it's big flat ass revenge.
Flat ass revenge on the big rumps?
Flat ass revenge.
Because we attract mates with our big butts?
Yeah.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Anyway.
How are we going to go about catching a murderer? How could we do that?
It's got to be one of us, unless it's like a lost sort of situation where there's the others living deep in the woods.
I did not watch Lost.
All right, so I think what we should all do is for the next couple of days, hunker down and watch Lost. It's going to get a little bit slow in towards the end, but I think it's worth it, and I think it will help us contextualize everything. So that's Jack Bauer. Wait, that's the wrong. Oh, fuck, I turned on 24. Oh, shit. Wait. Oh, God. I usually bring Lost to any island I go to.
Where's Luke's figurine go?
My figurine? Oh, wait, of me?
Luke's figurine, the figurine of Luke.
What the hell, guys? Luke? Who's stealing all my fucking figurines?
Don't look in a mirror, but you got a throwing star in your forehead.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this kind of ruins my big rump hypothesis.
Yeah, wait, you're supposed to be next.
Yeah, I was.
But is it possible that the throwing star, which isn't maybe the most preferred weapon, was meant for you?
No, I have a fatter ass than you. I got a BBL.
Oh, I forgot about Luke's BBL.
Oh, yeah, no, his figurine did have a bigger
ass. The figurines were made before Luke's BBL. That's a clue.
What else can you tell us about the figurines? What else can you tell us?
Tell us!
There's just 3 of us left. One of us has got a big butt, and the other two are probably our suspect for murder.
But I you guys know.
Yo, guys, I'm a surf instructor on this island.
What's up, dude?
Oh, yeah, there's your figurine.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, you guys surf made guy. A figurine of me?
Oh, the other guy did.
Yeah, the other guy.
He took a throwing star to the head.
Whoa, he's got a fat ass.
He is, but he's dead.
Surfing instructor?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there's
It's like four figurines left.
Can you push me out to sea on my surfboard to have me die?
Oh, he wants like a Viking.
Death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Viking, yeah, Viking, Viking death. Viking.
All right.
Here, we'll light this throwing star on fire.
Oh my god!
He's going to
kill me. He's supposed to die before you set him on fire.
Wait, we can save him.
You know what? You know what? I'm taking the figurines. I'm throwing them in the fire. I don't want to worry about this anymore.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Wait,
I don't want to look at this anymore. It's freaking me out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So, next is The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. If you're listening and you want to read this book, it's going to be spoiler heavy here. These guys are screwed. They have to get the spoiler. But if you're listening, you know, and you want to go read it and come back, feel free. The narrator that you're reading from, turns out the whole time he was the murderer.
Fuck.
And so we're following Dr. Shepard, who is the town, kind of everything. He kind of does everything. Like, he checks the dead bodies. He treats people. Like, they really just have this one guy doing it all. He lives with his sister, Caroline, who's the town gossip. And she is convinced that Mrs. Ferrars killed her husband by poisoning him. Dr. Shepard's like, nah, that didn't happen. And so one evening, he's over at his friend Roger Ackroyd's house. Roger is supposed to marry Mrs. Ferrars, whose husband is now gone. He finds out Mrs. Ferrars has died, and he gets a letter finding out that she's been blackmailed. When he's starting to read the letter, like, the letter says, and the blackmailer was, he tells the doctor to leave the room. And the next morning, they find Roger Ackroyd dead. You might get that from The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. So now we have the doctor trying to convince Hercule Poirot that he is not the murderer.
Well, now I'm the doctor.
You kind of sound suspicious, doctor.
No.
Do you know you're under investigation? For murder?
I have always been very much of the mindset that you are innocent until proven guilty.
I believe that too. I'm the narrator.
Oh, yes. I have two questions for you.
Go for it.
One, where were you at 8 p.m. last night? And two, does this mole look cancerous?
Well, I was asleep in my bed, dreaming, counting sheep. And unfortunately, I do think you need to get that looked at by a serious doctor. I am not that, though.
You're a silly doctor,
I'm
yes.
Silly, I only...
A lot of things behind my ear you find.
Yes. No! Oh, look at that! I found a quarter.
Oh, very good. If you weren't under murder investigation, I'd hire you for my kid's birthday.
Stop.
I have three questions.
Yeah.
What fills you with rage after the three items that are presented to you just now? The guy is named Robert Braxton and Ron Ackroyd.
That name.
Ron Ackroyd.
Yes. Ron Ackroyd. Okay.
Ron Ackroyd. Braxton.
Second question. Am I being a bit much right now?
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm being a bit much.
Is that what people tell you? Do they tell you you're too much?
No, they don't say that, but...
Personally, I think he's not enough.
Oh! You must be the town gossip.
We dig at each other, though.
We dig at each other. We have fun.
Okay.
My third and final question. I have a mole... And I was wondering if, I know you could just look at it, but I was wondering if you could shave it off.
I think you guys are misunderstanding. I'm a doctor, like a normal doctor.
Hide my hairline.
You guys need to be going to a dermatologist.
Oh, we need a specialist.
Yes, a dermatologist.
Well, unfortunately, there's no dermatologist on trial right now for murder.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe if we framed a dermatologist, we could get some answers.
I think that the mindset that the only doctor you can go to is one that is suspected of murder is kind of a backwards
way of
thinking.
It would behoove you to help them because, you know, do them a favor. They're going to do you a favor, you jackass.
Who are you?
I'm the narrator.
Oh, okay.
And you're a suspect.
Oh, okay.
She's weird, guys. We should look into this doctor more. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you have any motives you would like us to look at? I don't care. I'm no dermatologist.
Let's burn her at the stake.
What
burn
the
her
hell?
Burn her at the
stake. She definitely did it, guys.
She pulled a thing from behind his ear.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was crazy when
I'm
you did that.
I'm not a witch.
We just kind of...
Doctor definitely witch. Did it. I'm
accent just changed.
Doctor definitely did it.
Accent just became Midwestern.
I'm not a witch.
The town gossip.
You're hurt.
Where were you last night? 8 p.m. say.
It's hard to say. I was on multiple chat rooms. So I guess I was at home. Mm-hmm. But one, it was kind of like an Ariana Grande fan chat room. Mm-hmm. The other one was kind of like a one about space, like Aquarius, like astrology, I mean. And then the other one was... Actually, that's it, yeah.
Oh, two chat rooms.
Yeah, I was on two chat rooms.
Seems like a third chat room.
And one about space.
One was about Dan Aykroyd, or Ron.
It was about Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, one was about Dan Aykroyd.
That feels sus.
Brother
feels
of
sus.
Murdered suspect Roger Aykroyd.
That feels sus.
Suspicious.
Yes.
Wait, what is sus?
What is sus?
What?
What does sus mean?
Suspect. Suspect.
That's not a medical term.
No, it's suspect.
I'm on a chat room about this doctor right now. She's so sus right now. Everybody's saying she's so sus.
You're a big chat room, man.
The narrator is like...
Everyone's saying that she's so sus?
Yeah, everyone's like, she was in the electrical room. She's sus.
Lock her
she
up.
Vented. She vented.
The people have spoken. The chat room has chatted. You are going to burn for what you did to Ron Aykroyd.
Fine.
Hey, I'm Dan Aykroyd. Put this doctor behind bars and kill her. She killed my brother.
Dan Aykroyd.
I have one lighter. Do you have another lighter?
Oh, shit.
That's how we're doing this?
I've got two sticks.
Okay, well, get started. I'll wait so you get the fire going.
Do me a favor.
Any last couple minutes? Because this might take a long time. Yes. Any last couple soliloquies?
Oh, you okay?
Cut myself.
You need help?
Yeah.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Oh!
Oh, bro!
Let me light this stick on fire.
Oh, wait,
Loki
that's
karma.
Good. Yeah.
And then light the other stick on fire.
Okay.
You take that stick, one of the sticks. I'll burn her from the left. You burn her from the right. And you
burn from the right.
Her from...
Could you open?
In case she tries to run.
I'll try inside.
Yeah, go in her mouth.
Yes.
And I'll go at her foot.
I'm more of doing it like a concert watching you guys.
You just eat this. Eat the fire, please.
It went out.
I ate it.
It went out immediately.
Yeah, well, I...
There goes my stick.
It's almost as if I'm unkillable.
Oh, no.
Holy
jeez. Run!
Everyone's dead.
Except me, the narrator, who's definitely not sus at all.
Zero sus.
Yes. That happened.
You guys burned me at the stake like a witch in the crucible. Crazy.
Aaron, could you please give us a recap, Aaron?
Yeah, but you're asking me really aggressively. Now I kind of don't want to.
Okay, I'll ask you again. Aaron, could you please give us a recap?
Okay, so the murder train has a super aggressive snack salesman. There's two Americans on the train for some reason. One guy from Kansas. And he came with his not boyfriend, Carlos, who is dead with 45 stab wounds. The American guard is, like, not suspicious because, like, obviously the guy cooks a lot of barbecue, so, like, he would have knives and stuff. But then the Kansas guy admits to the murder. On the island, again, we've got some hobby shop guy who's super obsessed with his figurines and upset that someone keeps stealing them. Everyone notices they're going missing in order from largest to smallest rump. So it seems like it's probably, like, a rump-based mystery. They're pretty sure it's flat-ass revenge. If not that, it's definitely the others from Lost. But the girl on the island has never seen Lost, so they decide to hunker down and watch it for a couple weeks. Tommy's rump hypothesis is ruined when Luke is killed because his figurine was made before his butt lift. They light the surfing instructor on fire. A lot of fire in this episode. Tommy throws the figurines in the fire and they all die. Out on the English estate, the doctor is being interrogated while checking people for cancerous moles. The town gossip wasn't on. I believe you're playing the town gossip or the narrator. was on an Ariana Grande and Dan Aykroyd chat room. The chat room is all saying how sus the doctor is. So, like, guilty, obviously. Dan Aykroyd shows up and says they should burn the doctor for killing his brother. Turns out she's unkillable. The end. And that was Agatha. That was all Agatha Christie.
Yes.
That was her entire
Agatha Christie, great work. I can see why you're best-selling author of all time.
No, I loved that. I have to read those books now.
Thank you so much for watching We Didn't Read It. It means the world to each and every one of us. Please follow us on our socials, American High Shorts, College Life Shorts, Barely Adult. You thought I was going to say shorts, but I wasn't going to do that. Anyway, I'm Tommy Armstrong. You can follow me on TommyC.Armstrong on Instagram, Gary's father on TikTok.
My name is Luke. My Instagram is Luke Burke's page. My TikTok is Big Bro Dice Poppy 2.
Is that true?
Yeah, because my first one got banned.
My name is Chelsea Mackins. Chelsea Mackins, you can look me up, Chelsea Mackins. I'm the only Chelsea Mackins.
I'm Brett. What is it, Tommy?
Dodenhoff.
Dodenhoff, that's right. You can follow me at Brett the Lorax across any platform.
See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.